folks, and welcome to Doctor's Corner. Today's article is titled, "The Not-So-Silent Killer is on the Prowl and Age is Not a Criterion." Our adrenal glands have two parts, the adrenal cortex, outer layer, and the adrenal medulla, inner core, which are responsible for producing different hormones. Aldosterone helps maintain blood pressure. When blood pressure becomes low, the aldosterone level rises, which directly affects your blood pressure to rise. Another hormone, cortisol, also affects the blood pressure, but it is important to mention that excess levels of aldosterone and cortisol can lead to high blood pressure. What is high blood pressure hypertension? And what are the statistics? It is a common condition that affects the body's arteries. In case of high blood pressure, the force of the blood pushing against the artery walls is consistently too high, and the heart has to work harder to pump blood. The American Heart Association divides blood pressure into five general categories. One, normal blood pressure. Blood pressure is 120 over 80 millimeters Hg or lower. Two, elevated blood pressure. The upper number ranges from 120 to 129 millimeters Hg, and the lower number is below, not above, 80 millimeters Hg. Three, stage one hypertension. The upper number ranges from 130 to 139 millimeters Hg, or the lower number is between 80 and 89 millimeters Hg. Four, stage two hypertension. The top number is 140 millimeters Hg or higher, or the bottom number is 90 millimeters Hg or higher. Five, severe hypertension or hypertensive emergency. The top number is 180 millimeters Hg or higher, or the bottom number is 120 millimeters Hg or higher. If untreated, high blood pressure increases the risk of heart attack, stroke, and other serious health problems. It is important to have your blood pressure checked at least every 2 years, starting at age 18. Some people need more frequent checks. Hypertension is the most common primary diagnosis in the United States. High blood pressure is a major risk factor for coronary heart disease, stroke, heart failure, peripheral vascular disease, and chronic kidney disease. According to the American Heart Association, American College of Cardiology, AHA, ACC, approximately 122 million adults in the United States, 46% of the population, have hypertension, which is defined as a systolic BP of 130 millimeters Hg or higher, or a diastolic BP of 80 millimeters Hg or higher, or the current use of antihypertensive medication. Hypertension in young adults and during pregnancy, high blood pressure is no longer associated with age. According to the study presented at the American Heart Association's EPI Lifestyle Scientific Sessions, 2,026 young adults are also affected and might suffer long-term consequences. Based on their findings, they claim that even modestly higher blood pressure in young adults is linked to meaningful long-term health risks. In the study, young adults whose systolic blood pressure was about 10 millimeters Hg higher than their peers had a 27% increased risk of developing cardiovascular disease later in life, along with a higher likelihood of kidney disease. This suggests that risk begins well below traditional hypertension thresholds, challenging the idea that slightly elevated blood pressure in early adulthood is harmless. Importantly, the findings emphasize that blood pressure levels in young adulthood can have lasting consequences decades later, indicating early vascular and organ damage may already be underway. Researchers highlight the need for earlier monitoring and intervention through lifestyle changes or treatment to prevent progression rather than waiting until hypertension becomes more severe. Pregnant women between 8% and 16% might also experience high blood pressure during their pregnancy, which can negatively impact both the mother and the baby. According to another study presented at the American Heart Association's EPI Lifestyle Scientific Sessions 2026, pregnant women who reduced sedentary time and engaged in consistent light activity, such as walking or standing tasks, along with getting adequate sleep, had about a 30% lower risk of developing hypertensive disorders like gestational hypertension or preeclampsia. These findings suggest that the overall balance of daily movement, rest, and sitting time is more important than traditional exercise alone. Importantly, sedentary behavior and light physical activity were the strongest predictors of risk across pregnancy. Women who sat for long periods, for example, over 10 hours a day, or had very low levels of light activity faced significantly higher risk, while those who spread movement throughout the day and slept 9 hours had the lowest risk. This means that practical prevention with small, consistent changes are very important and may meaningfully improve both pregnancy outcomes and long-term cardiovascular health. The importance of healthy lifestyle. The common condition of high blood pressure is used as the focal disease, and when treated medically without evaluating and addressing the causal chain of disease and without lifestyle changes, these specified disease conditions will begin to surface. They will not be treated. Instead, they will be labeled as part of the aging process and medicated. Coronary heart failure does not happen on its own. There are signs presented of the health deterioration, and the patients are treated with statin drugs or their equivalent, leading to additional disease processes. Diabetes is the same, treated with insulin leading to kidney dysfunction, non-alcoholic liver disease, arthritis, gout, cancer, hormonal imbalance, painful premenstrual syndrome, benign prostatic hyperplasia, eye disease, depression, mental illness, chronic fatigue, and almost all other disease conditions. These conditions do not surface as isolated disease conditions. They are the result of lifestyle choices. And one by one, they make their debut into your life as each appearing medication is given to treat the symptoms with a host of side effects. When the body is given the correct nutrients from birth and the medical intervention is avoided for your own protection, you begin building the type of body you want to go old within. Positive change happens. When eating a balanced, healthy diet as free as possible from the contaminated, genetically altered food chain that supply fast food restaurant and fill the center shelves at the grocery stores labeled as food, by eliminating food additives, sugary foods, dairy products, especially from grain-fed, hormone, and antibiotic-injected cattle, that leads to lactose intolerance by eliminating most breads. The majority is full of gluten and is not healthy. Organic whole grain breads will do you much better. If you drink plenty of clean water when you exercise at least 30 minutes per day, if you get a proper 8 hours of sleep, these are things that you need to invest in. To cover the shortfalls of the food chain, supplementing your diet with natural, high-quality supplements is also important. Healthy lifestyle is not only important to prevent disease, but also for those already living with hypertension. According to a cohort study of 25,820 health professionals with incident hypertension, maintaining a healthy lifestyle was associated with lower risk of major cardiometabolic diseases, independent of antihypertensive medication use, underscoring the value of adopting multiple healthy lifestyle behaviors. The role of glandular therapy in functional medicine. Adrenal gland is fundamentally built upon the principles of glandular therapy, a historical and foundational practice within functional and integrative medicine. This supplement contains freeze-dried bovine-sourced whole adrenal glandular and adrenal cortex glandular extracts. The philosophy behind glandular therapy is often summarized as like supports like. The premise is that by consuming the specific glandular tissue of a healthy animal, you are providing your own body with the exact tissue-specific proteins, enzymes, lipids, and nutritional building blocks required to repair and support that specific organ. We have a label warning on our adrenal gland product to not use if you have high blood pressure, diabetes, or cardiovascular disorder. These warnings are if the glands have hormones, like prescription drugs with cortisol, but our glands are lab tested to be hormone cortisol free. We also have testimonies that adrenal gland lowered their blood pressure, but we still need to make our clients aware to consult their healthcare provider before use. Why choose natural treatment? There is a drug, prazosin, which is used to relax blood vessels and to lower pressure. One of the additives are nitrosamines, a form of nitrates. Once this drug is digested, it creates nitric oxide, which is used to force blood vessels to widen, regardless of what signals are being sent by the brain or adrenaline. This drug takes a different pathway for absorption, the chemical pathway with side effects. If pharma wanted to achieve the same results of producing nitric oxide, they could have used L-arginine. It treats the heart and blood vessels without side effects. Natural alternatives for widening vessels, vasodilation. L-arginine, an amino acid that helps the body produce nitric oxide, which relaxes the smooth muscles and blood vessel walls. You can find it in our Balanced and Fiery Male. Magnesium acts as a natural calcium channel blocker, helping to relax the heart and blood vessels. OptiCal Mag with K2. Garlic contains allicin, which has been shown in studies to reduce blood pressure by helping vessels relax. Hawthorn berry, traditionally used in Chinese medicine to treat cardiovascular issues and lower mild high blood pressure. Claw. Adrenal gland with Gotu Kola in Chinese medicine, TCM, and Ayurveda. It is recognized as a supportive herb for adrenal health, primarily functioning as a gentle adaptogen. Pure vitamin C. Next generation super multivitamin. This provides your B vitamins. For a complete list of citations and references, please see the published article at doctorschoice.ca.